So yesterday was officially the big day, the big eclipse, and, you know, for some people it was bigger than others. And, you know, we came on here and I have to admit I was not too blown away by it.
You were a little underwhelmed.
Again,
I don't know if it changed the world or anything, but it was kind of neat to see.
Yeah, look, I honestly think we're in the wrong part of the United States. And 7 years from now, when it does come back and we're actually at the epicenter, then, yeah, I think at that point, we'll realize exactly what a lot of people were feeling emotionally.
Yeah, if it starts making stuff dark in the middle of the day, then
yeah,
it's a whole different
deal. You know, Danny Fine drove his family up to Missouri.
Oh, he did?
To see this, yes. Yeah, to see the full eclipse.
That's Broadway Danny Fine for you.
Yeah, it is. Now, look, we made fun of this guy, Tom Skilling, who he's the legendary weatherman from Chicago, right? WGN weatherman?
Yeah, yeah.
And after the eclipse passed through Chicago, which I think they had 100% blackout as well, he was on the beach of, it may have been Lake Michigan, I'm not sure where he was, but he broke up. Here he is, crying.
I mean, we've been told people start sobbing, and for some it's just a life-changing event.
This is the worst audio ever.
Doing that too. I'll get my act together, guys.
So it made him cry, and they actually had video of him during the blackout itself, and he's bawling as the moon passed over the sun, and it slowly got dark there, and it completely blacked out the area.
I can see being pretty overwhelmed by a complete total darkness at 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That is incredibly unnatural.
Yes.
And I can see how that would affect you, but to cry...
Well, that's the thing. And then we had this woman from the Weather Channel. Same thing. Listen to her. This girl, Stephanie Abrams from the. I mean, so this woman has witnessed everything.
This is what they do. This is their passion. This is like you going and seeing a great concert where
right.
You're moved to tears.
But at the same time, it's not weather related.
But it's still.
This is like you hearing Ventura.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
The moon affects things.
I can't explain why, but it is. We had tears, we had screams, we had fireworks during totality, but it just took my breath away, the whole thing. It's really cool that you can see the corona and you see the sun kind of spewing out from behind the moon. It literally took our breath away for a while, so I'm so excited for everyone to experience this.
So she's totally broken up, and she continues on for like another minute, and she breaks down again and starts crying and everything. And I do believe that in 7 years that there's going to be a huge section of society that is doing the exact same thing. Because it's so unnatural. It's such a once-in-a-lifetime type thing if you see the full total blackout. The thing is, yesterday when I'm looking up there and I see, you know, partial and it's still bright outside, it just didn't really do anything for me. And I think typically I would fall for something like that because it is so in nature. You know, I mean, it reeks of something that I would be totally into. But it didn't really do much for me. And then I got this email, and I think you were copied on this as well, Mike, and it was from our buddy Brent Barkley, who's a listener out of state, and he was over in Denver for a long time, and he's a really hardcore listener. Well, Brent sent this email. He said, here's a pic I took from yesterday. For some reason, it makes the sun moon look really small, but in person, they looked huge. It's no better than anything you've seen, but maybe it humanizes it a little. Corby, you'll change your tune when you see yours in 2024. I've definitely concert cried a time or two, and it's a good comparison. When you see it, it'll well you up with that feeling you've had at your best concerts. It's a freaky effing experience, and suddenly you go from just living your normal reality to having these celestial spheres suddenly be very present. And the blackness of the moon is just inescapable. Truly a black hole sun. And you feel all the earth in total pause... like a collective heart skipping a beat. All the bugs went silent. The dogs got spooked. It was hard to catch your breath. And the light all around you, you look nothing like you've ever seen. Kind of like having tinted sunglasses on. Nothing like dusk or dawn. Anyhow, I look forward to the segment in 7 years where you gush about yours. You did get one thing right. Don't stay in Dallas proper for it. Go get your ass to Enchanted Rock in Austin, the Hill Country, or somewhere outside of importance. And make sure there are a lot of people around. The collective element of it can be understated. And I did say that yesterday, that it does add something to it to be in some really cool area.
Yeah.
You know, if there is a mountain around, if you are in the Hill Country or whatever, if you're down by Enchanted Rock or something like that, it does add to it for sure.
It intensifies the experience the cooler the area you're in for something like this, I would think.
I'm wondering if people, though, got emotional here. Like, if that really, where people are like, oh. Like, I got home and my kids go, you know, that sucked. They were not impressed at all by it.
That sucked.
Yes.
I think it's stupid.
I don't know. I can't
love it.
Imagine anybody getting emotional for that yesterday, but I'll bet some did.
All right. So here's my question concerning these celestial events.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this one? I guess it's because it's once in a lifetime ish, even though it's not really. I mean, if you wanted to, you could do this in 7 years.
Depending on, you'd have to travel.
Well, like Danny Fine did. You could drive up there if you wanted to, and really, if you really wanted to see it. And he sent me the video that he took of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's weird. It is weird seeing an area go dark like that. And you know what? Look, it reminded me of the Jim Carrey movie. Truman, the Truman Show.
Yeah.
When they were manipulating the weather, you know, really quickly when he was on that fake ocean and they made it rain, then they made it dark, then the sun came up. That's what it looks like to me, like a movie set. Like what Danny sent me, it just goes dark. And it just makes no sense. And then it just goes light again and it looks like someone just flipped a switch. But it seems like we made such a bigger deal out of this than the lunar eclipse, which wasn't that long ago, which my kids also said sucked. Like the lunar eclipse. You remember that? It was only a handful of years ago.
Yeah, I do.
That didn't move the needle for anybody. I didn't see people going crazy over it and crying or anything like that. Same concept. Maybe because it doesn't make it light, per se. It doesn't make the whole area at midnight
right. Go.
That would be weird.
Well, the thing is the lunar eclipse, it doesn't change that much. It goes from being dark to just darker. This goes from full-blown sunshine to night.
Right.
In a matter of seconds. There's not that big of a difference between a moonlit sky and a black sky. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Awesome. Bye, moon.
Do you guys remember in the 80s when Halley's Comet rolled around?
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, I remember it.
I was in high school.
I do.
And I remember it being a really big deal. It comes around once every 75 to 80 years. So the next time it's going to be visible here is 2061.
Dead.
Maybe. You're not going to make it to 90?
Nah. Kidding me? Good Lord.
Nah. Nah.
Have you ever hung out with
me?
I think that would be really cool to have the double Halley's Comet experience, because I do remember it as a kid, you know, but I don't remember it being that big of a deal.
You want to impress me, have the Halley's Comet fly in front of the solar eclipse.
That'd be badass.
Then call me.
But think about that. This is a comet, a never-ending comet that they first saw, you know, back in BC times, it was spotted. And then finally, this astronomer with the last name Halley figured out that what people were talking about every century or so was the same damn thing. And then he predicted where people wouldn't listen to him. And he's like, this is going to happen in 10 years. I've done the math. It's going to happen. Well, he died before it actually did happen, but he was right on the money. And it happened Christmas Day of whatever year he predicted. And now we know when Halley's Comet, exactly the time it's going to come around. It's a never-ending comet. That's always just hurling around because of the gravitational pull of Jupiter and Saturn. But we don't make that big a deal out of that. And I think that's really cool. Something that you see every now and then. What was the group that... wasn't there a religious group that was tied to Halley's Comet? Can't remember.
Yeah, it was the people that wore Nikes, weren't they?
Was that them? Or was that another group?
With Major Applewhite.
That was the San Diego bunch, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Know. What about the Northern Lights? Have you guys ever seen Aurora Borealis?
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Is this part of your Alaska trip?
Yes, it was.
Was it? I hear it's incredible.
It's pretty awesome.
Like, you're looking at something going, am I looking at a movie at the back of a movie screen?
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
So when do you see, where were you?
We were in Homer, Alaska.
And did you know it was going to happen?
Yeah, yeah.
So they tell you that?
Yeah. Actually, we had to drive a little bit to get to it, to the place where you could really see it the best.
And what kind of colors did you see? Help me out here. Describe it.
Well, I don't know. It was just kind of a cavalcade of all kinds of colors.
And it looks like some sort of like stereotypical acid trippy type thing?
Yeah, you know, it's not totally different from what they have, you know, out in Big Bend. They see lights like that.
Oh, they do?
Yeah,
yeah you
oh,
do.
I didn't know
I've
you
seen
saw,
them out there before.
I didn't know you saw that down there.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, except bigger and a little bit more intense.
A little more colorful?
Yeah.
As Danny said, I mean, think about, like, back in the day when this happened. Think about the Native Americans or whoever, whenever there's a solar eclipse. Think about the thought process where you have no idea, you're just going about your day, and then it gets dark.
Whoa!
At noon or whatever, how freaked out those people would be. Like, okay.
They would probably...
End of times?
You know how...
would gather at church.
Probably the Indian church.
Yeah.
Anybody, though.
But I'm talking about, like, the Native Americans. What were they thinking?
That's I know. That the world was ending. You would have to think that this is the end of the world.
Yeah.
It is time for lunch, and it goes dark. As you're dragging a buffalo through the
field.
Yeah.
Plains.
You're just like, what in the hell?
All right, what I want to know here is what caused this pivot with you, because you're not one who is given to pivots.
You know why? Because it makes no sense to me why normal people would weep over something. And it's not just these weather people that are doing it. You see it all over. People that were in this direct line of this thing yesterday, they were visibly emotional. They were moved to tears. And that makes me think that there's something more to it.
Yeah, it's not just one person.
Yeah, like people that probably went out there, you know, and, all right, yeah, I'll go. Okay, yeah, and, you know, you're with your kids or whatever, and you're sitting out there and looking at your watch going, get this over with. Come on, hurry, move it along. And then as soon as it happens...
Like E-News.
Yeah. And as soon as it happens, you become overwhelmed by it. And that seems like to be the story here.
Okay, all right.
I think I might pivot on this as well, now that I've seen more video and stuff.
Yeah.
You might not be able to help it.
I that's what I think. These people didn't expect this at all.
It and might be so just incredibly breathtaking and emotional.
Right. To show how small of a human being you are.
Yeah.
You know, and how worthless you are in the grand scheme of things.
Insignificant.
Yes.
And that this has been happening for billions of years, and we're going to live to be, you know, 85 if we're lucky.
Right. Well, you're not going to make 90.
Right. And then, you know, after you're dead a few years, everybody's going to forget about you, and all of your accomplishments on Earth won't matter anyway.
Right.
So,
but the sun and the moon will keep doing this for billions of years.
For billions of years.
Right, right.
Like they always say, everybody dies in the end.
Yeah.
And no one cares.
The movie doesn't matter. Everybody dies in the end.
Right.
And no one cares.
What about
they're just glad it wasn't them.
Yep.
What about these really crazy meteor showers?
Eat Arby's.
Like really whack job, hardcore meteor showers that, by the way, are all predicted. Every one of these giant meteor showers that are named after some constellation, You can go wherever. I mean, they have them every single month almost.
Yeah.
These huge meteor showers. I'd love to see that.
All right. Do your celestial rankings.
All right. Between solar eclipse, lunar eclipse, Aurora Borealis, meteor showers, and Halley's Comet. I'm still impressed that Halley's Comet is a thing. That we discovered it, that it actually was what these people thought it was, and it's still active and still hauling ass around the galaxy, entering our Earth's atmosphere every 75 or 80 years. You get a glimpse of it, and then boom, it goes away. I put that at number one, because of the infrequency of it.
Isn't it made of ice?
Yeah. Supposedly, yes.
Wow.
That's badass, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to launch the solar eclipse up to number two.
Boy, that is quite a pivot.
Yes, because I really think that this is going to be a cool event that we have here in 7 years. And you know what? I know that we will, but it needs to be a big deal around here. We need to make a big... It's going to be at 140, right in the middle of
Bob and Dan.
Well, maybe like Steve and Earl by then, but whoever it is.
Great trade.
Steve and Earl.
But you know what I'm saying. We need to make a big deal out of it. That's second for me. I will put third, full-blown meteor showers, where pieces of meteor, shooting stars, are flying through the sky at millions of miles an hour, lighting up the sky. I will put Aurora Borealis fourth, and then I will put the lunar eclipse in last place, as I've seen it, and it didn't move me.
Yeah, the lunar eclipse sucks.
Yeah. How about you?
All right, I'm going to start with five. I will put the meteor shower at fifth, because those things happen all the time.
True, they do. They do.
I mean, there's one of those up there somewhere just about every night, and if you know what you're looking for, you can see it. So its commonality ranks at fifth for me. Fourth, give me the lunar eclipse. Although, I do dig them. Just the others are so rare and so outstanding that I got to go 3-2-1 with them. So I will take Halley's Comet third, the Aurora Borealis. Now, let me flip-flop those. I'll take Aurora Borealis third, because you can see something like that out in West Texas.
Yeah.
Halley's Comet second, and I will take the solar eclipse first.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because when it happens, it causes the biggest sea change, if you're fortunate enough to be in the right place where, you know, for that to happen. I mean, it's unnatural for it to get dark right in the middle of the day.
Right. What about you?
I'm going to go lunar five. I'm going to go Halley's Comet fourth.
What?
Because it happens so fast. Just because it doesn't happen every 75 years. I need a show.
It keeps going, though.
Yeah,
like,
it
never stops.
I understand, but the whole time it's going, I get to see it for like 1 second as it flashes across the sky. And then the next time it comes back, I'm going to be dead. That big deal. So after that,
he's just trying to be controversial.
No, I'm not. I'm serious. I said what? Lunar last.
Yeah.
Halley's.
You got meteor showers.
Yeah,
Aurora Borealis.
I'm
going
to go with meteor shower third, Borealis, and then solar.
So because you got solar at one.
But solar at one, just because I believe now. I'm a believer in the solar eclipse. If you're in the right spot.
See, we had multiple pivots here on this show.
All right. That's good.
Yeah, but Halley's Comet, overrated.
By the way, the Marshall Applewhite Comet was the Hale Bopp Comet.
That's right.
That they all wore their Nikes and track suits. Thought they were going to get sucked up by it.
The Hale Bopp.
All right, there you go. There are celestial event rankings.
You're welcome, Junior Miller.